I want to welcome everyone out to Commissioner's Court this morning. We're glad you're here. Our clock's a little bit slow, so we're going to go ahead and get started. This is our Friday, May 29th, 2015, regular session of Commissioner's Court. We're going to begin this morning by an invocation given by Commissioner Burka, and then we'll stand for our pledges. Do you mind?
No, I don't mind. Pray with me, please. Father, today, Lord, we're coming to you asking for your continued blessings upon us and ask for wisdom in the decisions that we make for our taxpayers and our counties. And Lord, I just ask that you help us with all the rain and the troubles we're having out in the county roads and the people that are having water in their homes and stuff. Lord, it's necessary that you take charge of that for us and help us. Father, just help us today in the decisions we make. We thank you for it in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honor the Texas flag, I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state under God, one and indivisible.
Well, my chair is really strong. My toes are.
We don't welcome Mayor Marshall. Glad you're here, Mayor.
Yes, sir.
Item three is consider and take action of approval of A, the minutes of the previous meeting.
Motion to approve the minutes of the previous meeting.
Motion by Commissioner Spencer, seconded by Commissioner Gross to approve the minutes of the previous meeting. Those in favor?
Aye.
Those are approved. Item B are payroll changes.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Gentry, seconded by Commissioner Spencer to approve payroll changes. Those in favor?
Aye.
Those are approved. Item C is payroll.
Move to approve payroll.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Spencer, seconded by Commissioner Gentry to approve payroll. Those in favor?
Aye.
Payroll's approved.
I abstain.
One abstention. Three D are budget amendments.
Motion to approve.
I have a concern about the HVAC repair coming out of contingency because we split the departments, and we still don't know what adjustments that we need to be making going forward. We had to take some out of HVAC before and put it down there. I would like to take it out of our HVAC that we have in our county buildings, and if we need contingency then down the road before the year's out, we'll worry about that over in our deal. But that's a better. I don't want to keep chipping away out of contingency. I'm afraid that we get a
minimum. Do we have the money in? Do we have the money in HVAC?
We're looking. Yes, he has $8,800, which is 61%.
So I'd rather take it out of there instead of contingency. What do y'all think?
Okay. Well, David's shaking his head yes, so he's good with it. So I'm good with it if he thinks he's good.
Yeah. I make a motion. Oh, I know. That's her motion.
Okay. I make a motion to accept budget amendments except for the HVAC one. Is that how I would say that?
And to take HVAC out of
the HVAC for maintenance.
Second.
It's
510-4496.
All right. The motion by Commissioner Gentry, seconded by Commissioner Spencer, is to approve budget amendments with one change. The non-departmental contingency will now be county building HVAC, which is $10,510,4496. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. E, our accounts payable.
Motion to approve accounts payable.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Burka, seconded by Commissioner Gross. Those in favor?
Aye.
Accounts payable are approved.
I've been called many other things, I promise you.
A lot worse than that.
Missing all this.
You are?
Even missing all this.
I tell you what, when I tap you on the shoulder, just laugh. I said, when I tap you on the shoulder, just laugh. Go with the phone.
3F is accept for recording auditor reports, treasurer reports, bonds, oaths, deputation certificates, state and county tax summary, notice of authority to use grant funds for step 7214046.
Make a motion to accept.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Gross, seconded by Commissioner Gentry, to accept those documents for recording. Those in favor?
Aye.
Those are recorded. G, your applications for use of Upshur County roads and rights-of-way and permit requests.
Move to accept the application for use of rights and roads, right-of-way.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Spencer, seconded by Commissioner Burka, to approve the applications for use of Upshur County roads and rights-of-way and permit requests. Those in favor?
Aye.
Those are approved.
Jury got stuck behind it. Oh, okay.
Item four is discuss and take action on mutual aid agreement with the city of Gladewater. We do have our interlocal agreement with Gladewater, but this is one that's used by Gladewater and Gregg County, and the city manager down there sent this to us asking for approval.
I went through that and took a look at how it, you know, differs from our agreement that we have now, and it's just spelled out in lengthy legalese stuff, and I ran it by Billy, and he said it was all right. Of course, you need to change the names as it applies to Upshur County and road administration and commissioner. But we have an agreement now, which is simplified, and I just want to know what y'all think. Had an opportunity to read it, I hope, in the disagreement. What do y'all think?
I'm happy with what we have.
I'm happy with what we have.
I'm good with it.
With what we have?
And I think, Andy, I'm kind of following your lead here. You're happy with what we have over the...
It doesn't matter to me, it's just if at some point we have to say no, we just have to say no. If there's something we can't, don't have time to do.
Right. And basically, our original agreement with them now is subject to current funding and...
Reads the same way.
Reads the same way, so rather than have a bunch of stuff that somebody's got to read through, this one line that we have, I think I'm going to be in agreement with the rest of them.
Works?
I think it works.
All right. So is there going to be any motion on four?
I say no action.
All right. Won't be any action on item four. Item five is discuss and take action to pay for court security training out of courthouse security fund. This is for Alan Tefteller is going to go take a class with the per diem, the hotel, and paying for the class is about $904.
When he takes that class, is he in a position to train others to do the same thing, or will that go away with him if he should go away?
I'm guessing it would go away with him when he goes away.
He might could show somebody what he does, but...
As far as being certified, someone will have to go through that class.
Again.
But he will be certified in his courthouse in security.
I'm not sure he's certified, but he's got specialized training. It's coming out of courthouse security fund.
I think it's all right. I think, we've talked a lot about doing things with security, and that's coming. We have a fund for it, and that's what it's for. So I'm going to make a motion to send Alan to school.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Burke, seconded by Commissioner Spencer to approve the expenditure out of courthouse security fund. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. Item 6 is discuss and take action to pay for a district court office chair out of non-departmental furniture and fixtures. And this chair was on sale, and so they grabbed the opportunity to go ahead and buy it. And so they're asking for our ratification of that action.
How much was it?
It was, the original price was $369.99. The sale price was $229.99 plus $8 to have it put together. We did go ahead and encumber the funds out of the district court office supplies line, but that is going to be running pretty low, so we were asking the court to pay for it out of furniture and fixtures.
What would be $249?
$237.99.
And it's really more appropriate out of the non-departmental.
Yes. I'll move that we pay for the chair out of non-departmental.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Spencer, seconded by Commissioner Gross to pay for the district court office chair out of non-departmental furniture and fixtures. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. Item 7 is discuss and take action to accept $20 donation from Butch Ragland for K-9 officer. Mr. Ragland made a $20 donation to buy treats for Shiva, and we have to accept that.
I'll move we accept the $20 donation.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Spencer, seconded by Commissioner Burke to accept the $20 donation from Butch Ragland. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. Item 8 is discuss and take action to accept donation of doors from librarian and install them in the library.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Gross. Commissioner Gentry. I was looking at the building maintenance man. Were you making a face at me?
Is this man I'm installing, or am I going to provide her with a contract to
Can you install them?
Sir?
Can you install them?
No.
What? Are they too big for the hole?
There's no door framing. There's no anything. And right at this point in time, maybe this winter, probably have time to do it right now.
Do you have any idea what it would cost to install them?
No idea. Probably $100, $100.50 a piece.
That's what I'm going to say. $150 a door.
Well, I'm all right with that. Y'all are.
We're getting doors donated, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
But they have to be stained, and they're going to have to reframe 50 doors.
Okay.
Those aren't metal frame.
They're wood. One of the doors has a frame that's wood. The other door does not have a frame at all. It's just the sheetrock.
Okay, one door has a frame.
I make a motion, I'll amend my motion to accept the doors and see if David can get her a contractor to install and stain the doors.
Okay.
And that's it.
I second it.
Motion by Commissioner Gentry, seconded by Commissioner Burke to accept the donation of the doors and then hire a contractor to install those. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. Item 9 is discuss and take action to purchase copier for library.
Can I talk about that a minute?
Yes, sir.
When Mark was here, he had asked the Friends of the Library, they discussed a copier, which I think's been done in the past, and a new copier was purchased by the Friends of the Library, and they have a lease, actually, instead of a purchase. And because of Mark's involvement in that, I feel like the county has a commitment to the Friends of the Library to continue that lease until it's paid out, and then we'll make a decision about a copier then. That's what I'd like to see done.
Okay.
So I make that as a motion.
I will second.
So tell me, condense that a little bit. Just no action?
Yeah.
Really, it would be no action because everything would just remain as it is, and then when it comes available at the time, we'll take a look at it then.
Okay. If y'all just let us know, you know, 2 or 3 months out, when that contract's going to expire.
Judge, I want to refer back to those doors.
Okay.
Could we possibly talk to adult probation and see if someone, we have some talented people on probation that might be able to install those and stain them?
If there's a carpenter on probation right now?
I've been trying for 5 months, 6 months to get a painter.
Yeah.
And to no avail. And we resorted to Whitey and her Paul and that group of people. I don't think she's going to want to hold off till we get a painter.
Okay.
Well, it's said to be stained first.
Yeah. Okay.
What do you think about this?
Yeah, I mean,
yeah, it won't hurt.
We can leave it as it is, but that's an option.
I agree.
Cynthia?
There's an issue with paying for it or waiting. I will pay for it myself.
No. No, we don't want you to do that.
No. I just.
This is what it costs.
Just trying to use what we have available. And if we don't have it available, then we'll just move on and not keep this going down the road.
Okay, everybody good now on item 8 with the doors? We all right?
Yes.
All right, there's not going to be any action on item 9. Item 10 is discuss and take action to make unplanned capital improvements of sound system for district courtroom and retaining wall on the east side of the Justice Center. If you recall, we had a leak that flooded part of the Justice Center, and that claim was for $13,867. They paid us a portion of that. They paid us $7,351, and they're holding back the other $5,516 until we make some kind of unplanned capital improvement. And so the auditor came to me, and we thought this might be the opportunity to go ahead and replace the sound system in the courtroom now instead of waiting until the next budget year. And also, on the east side of the Justice Center, there's a number of 2x6s that have been used, like retaining wall or landscaping timbers, and we've had one bid of $2,250 to pour a concrete retaining wall. And Commissioner Spencer, did you hear anything different?
He's working on it. We'll have another bid.
Okay.
Take
the lower bid?
I think so. Yeah.
Okay, Commissioner Spencer is someone's working on a bid this morning, so I'd recommend the court, if this is the action you want to take, then just get bids and take the lowest bid.
Is that also bids for the sound system?
No.
Yeah.
There.
Oh, okay.
I want to.
Brandy, did you supply?
I did.
Oh, okay.
No, but I do have something to say after Frank explains.
Well, I looked into, when we were discussing this before, of getting some bids from some professional people that do this kind of work all the time in district courts and municipal courts and churches and what have you, and I was able to get two different people that were willing to come and give us a bid. And one of them was willing to come and talk to us, and no charge at all, just to come on. So now that we're thinking about taking some action on it, I would like to say that if we're going to take action on it, that we go out for bids and see where we are.
I just want to say that Judge Parrish has already gotten a quote from another professional company, Mug Music out of Longview, that installed the original sound system 20 years ago and has worked perfectly up until this year. She's also had very good experience with them coming with the drop of a hat when we had an emergency and needed repairs. I know that the court, number one, it's not required that we get a bid on this because of the cost, the amount. But I do also know that in the past, the court has taken the best bid, not necessarily the lowest bid, in cases like the road and bridge supplies. So I'm just stating that Judge Parrish has chosen that she wants to remain using Mug Music as her provider for her sound system. She has spoken with other judges that have used them, and they are very pleased as well.
Let me respond to that. First of all, there's apparently no need to rush on this, and if we're willing to do that, the bid that we have on our concrete is from somebody that's very reputable, we've used in the past, and they're coming to drop of the hat, and they're really good, but we're still going to get a lower bid to see where we are. We may not take the lower bid. We may not do that. And there's nothing wrong with trying to save money or just see exactly where we are. And at some point in time, that new audio equipment will be out of warranty or whatever, and I would feel pretty confident. I don't see why Mump Music wouldn't come up here at the drop of a hat as they have in the past for the last 20 years. So I don't see any real problem with taking a look and seeing where we can save some money, as you were trying to do on the doors, or you're trying to do it on the concrete.
Well, and I also want to say they are local. I mean, they are in Longview, so they can get here more quickly than anyone. Also, Commissioner Spencer and I did research the quote that they gave us, and we looked up just about every component part that they quoted online, and they are very much in line with even eBay and Amazon, and, you know, places where
some items they were a little higher, some they were cheaper.
Yes.
Just dollars.
Overall, it was just right about the same.
I still like to see us go up for a bid, just like we were going to do on the concrete, because we're not in a hurry.
The whole thing is we have to spend at least $13,867.59, right?
Yes.
On something and or on several things? Can it?
It can be just several things, as okay. Long as it's capital. It can't be expenses. It has to have a useful life. It can't be the carpet cleaning that we did.
Okay.
But this, we will still be about $500 short. I am thinking about, I think maintenance has recently purchased some curbs to stop cars from running into buildings, and I'm going to see if that will qualify to make up the difference as well.
I thought we only had $5,516 to spend, and $2,250 of it's going to go toward concrete.
No.
You
have to spend the full $13,000. Because if your bill doesn't come to the $13,867, they won't send you the extra $5,516. So my thing is, if this is a guaranteed thing that we're getting back, I would rather see how much money we can save on the bids that we're going to get, and see how many projects maybe we could pay. Because if we can save another $1,000 and put $1,000 somewhere else, then that's my thing. I'd like to get more bang for our buck.
I just don't have any problem. If we were in a hurry, and I understand we don't have to take bids, but it just makes good business sense to go get a bid if they're out there to be done by professionals. We don't have to accept them, but we're not in any hurry.
Well, I just want to reiterate that is what the judge wants, is to go with Mug Music. She has an established relationship with them through the sound system that she already has, and I know that, you know, y'all don't always, you make these decisions and you're not the ones that have to work with them every day, and the judge does, so.
I feel pretty confident about their bid after you and I looked at their stuff. Looked at everything. It was pretty in line. It was kind of amazing. I figured it'd be sky high. I was in time.
Well, Commissioner,
you and I discussed that
back before we discussed that.
Yeah,
about
and when you go online and can buy it, you can't buy it any cheaper than they're installing it. It's going to be hard to beat. Commissioner,
though, I'm pretty confident with this bid on the concrete as well.
Yeah.
And it's a lot lower than we're talking about on that musical equipment, that audio equipment.
Mm-hmm.
But we're going to go on a bid on that. I don't see it harm. So my motion stands. I want to go up for bids.
Is there a second?
I'm going to second it because I would like to see us do more with the money that we're getting. Not trying to be disrespectful to the judge or anything, but if we can get more out of it and do more with it for the county, then we owe it to the taxpayer.
Motion by Commissioner Burkus, seconded by Commissioner Gentry, is to seek bids or more bids on both of these projects. Is that fair? Is that how you want it? And is that your second?
Yes, sir.
Those in favor?
Aye.
Those opposed?
I'm abstaining.
Passes 3 votes. Item 11.
I'm making a motion to adjourn.
I'm enjoying not hearing anything.
Motion and a second to adjourn. Those in favor?
Aye.
We're adjourned.